Cupertino.
我很高兴又回到基督徒会堂 Cupertino.
I appreciate the worship service and the songs we have just sung.
我很喜欢我们刚刚唱的诗歌跟敬拜。
Because they prepare us for the message that God has laid on my heart for this morning.
因为他预备我们的心来听今天的信息。
1600 years ago, a church was founded.
1600年前教会被建立了。
It was founded in the city of Nineveh.
在尼尼微这个地方建立了。
You know where Nineveh is?
你知道尼尼微在什么地方吗？
That's where the prophet Jonah was sent to preach.
那是先知约拿去传道的地方。
And it's located in today's country of Iraq.
尼尼微在今天伊拉克这个地方。
Anyway, there was a church that was founded 1600 years ago.
在1600年前有一个教会在那里建立了。
And during all these years, there has been a Christian presence in that city.
这1600年来一直都有基督徒在那个地方。
But that is over now.
但是现在没有了。
There is no more church.
没有一个教会在那里了。
There were thousands of believers.
还有成千上万的信徒。
They're all gone.
他们都不见了。
When this radical group of Muslims came in, they declared war on the Christians.
当伊斯兰教徒他们到那个地方，他们向基督徒来宣战。
They destroyed the church.
他们把教会摧毁。
And they gave the Christians three options.
他们给基督徒有三个选择。
One is convert to become Muslims.
第一就是成为伊斯兰教徒。
Secondly, be charged with a large fine and leave the place.
第二个选择是罚一个很重的罚款，然后离开那个地方。
And the third option, you get executed with a sword.
第三个选择就是你用要被刀来砍。
Or be crucified.
或者是把你上了十字架。
Three options.
三个选择。
What would you have done if you were a Christian in that city?
如果你是在那个地方的基督徒，你会做什么样的选择呢？
Where would you go?
你要去哪里？
When they left, they could take nothing with them.
当你离开的时候，你什么都不可以带。
Only the clothes that they were wearing, that's all.
只有你身上穿的衣服，除此以外不能带任何东西。
How would you support your family?
你怎么样来支持你的生活呢？
20 families stayed.
有20个家庭留下来了。
But they didn't live.
但是他们没有存活。
I have seen pictures where they were crucified on crosses.
我看见这个图片，他们被挂在十字架上。
I have seen pictures of where they were cruelly, cruelly killed.
我看见图片，他们被残忍的屠杀。
We are living in dreadful days, aren't we?
我们现在存活的世代是一个很困难的世代。
Every single year, 150,000 Christians are being martyred.
每一年，全世界有150,000个基督徒被屠杀。
That's over 400 Christians every day have to give their lives.
那是每一天有400个基督徒被屠杀。
I've talked to people here in America. They say that happens over there. It will never happen in our country.
我跟美国的基督徒谈论的时候，他们说只会发生在别的地方，不会发生在美国的。
But I'm here today to warn all of us.
但是我今天要警告我们在座的每一位人。
We must not be deceived.
我们不要被骗了。
Our enemy is not an enemy that takes weapons of warfare.
我们的敌人，我们的仇敌，不只是拿着刀剑的仇敌而已。
We have a spiritual enemy.
我们有属灵的敌人。
And the Satan is out to destroy the church.
撒旦要摧毁所有的教会。
And Satan is here to deceive believers.
撒旦要来蒙骗我们所有的信徒。
And one of the things that Jesus emphasized before he left was, do not be deceived.
在耶稣基督升天之前，他告诉门徒说：“不要被骗了。”
And then he added, "Many will be deceived."
他又说：“有很多会被欺骗。”
But I'm saying here today, let us take the words of Christ and be warned.
我们今天要好好来把耶稣基督的警告放在心里。
We have wars all over the place.
我们现在到处都有征战。
On my iPhone, I have an app.
在我的 iPhone 上面，我有一个有一个 program.
App.
App.
Every time a rocket is being sent from Gaza into Israel, a siren goes off.
每一次当有一个飞弹被发射出来的时候，在以色列警报就会响。
I'd play it for you, but I've turned it off.
我可以放给你们听听。
No, I turned it off.
但是我现在把它关了。
Because the elders want me to turn it off.
因为长老叫我把它关了。
There's a terrible war in the Middle East.
在中东有很危险的战争。
There's unrest in Africa.
在非洲有动乱。
There are planes that are crashing.
飞机有坠落。
There are earthquakes that are happening.
有地震。
There are fires all over California.
在加州到处都有火灾。
You look whatever it is, and then there are floods.
你看到到处都有淹水。
We're living in terrible days.
我们住在一个幕后的恐怖的日子里。
And then there are the personal trials we go through as people.
而且我们每一个人都有一些的试炼要经过。
And sometimes we are wondering,What do we do in situations like this?
也许你会想，在这样子的情况之下，我们该怎么做呢？
Is everything out of control?
这个世界好像很混乱了。
Well, if some of you feel that way, then you have come to the right place this morning.
如果你是有这样跟我一样的想法的话，你今天来对的地方。
And we want to look what God has to say about situations like this.
我们就来看一看神对这样子的情况有什么样的启示。
How do we remain strong in the storms of life?
在这个暴风雨当中，我们怎么样能够站立？
Turn with me to Psalm 46.
请我们打开诗篇四十六篇。
It is a tremendous psalm.
是一个很伟大的诗篇。
And it is written for times just like this.
这是为了现今这样子一个恐怖的时代所写的诗篇。
Before we read the psalm, I want to say a few words as a background.
在我讲这篇诗篇之前，我要跟大家讲一下这个背景。
It was written 2,700 years ago.
这篇诗篇在2700年前所写的。
At that time, King Hezekiah was the king of Judah.
约西亚王做王的时候。
Hezekiah.
西西家做王的时候。
Good. At that time, there was another king in Iraq.
那时候有一个王在现在伊拉克的地方。
They called it Assyria.
他们叫他叫做叙利亚。
And he had come over to fight against the Jewish people.
他们来攻打犹大国。
And he had invaded that place, and he was standing at the gates of Jerusalem.
他们已经来到了耶路撒冷的城墙下。
It was the capital of Judah.
耶路撒冷就是犹大的首都。
And he, at the fall of that city, was imminent. It could happen any time.
所以这个城的陷落是马上就可以看到的了。
But the scripture says Hezekiah trusted in the Lord.
可是诗篇上说西西家他信靠耶和华。
And God honored this man's faith.
神呢就就重用他的信心。
Whenever we believe God's word, God is pleased.
每一次我们来尊重神的时候，神就心里欢喜。
God loves us when we really put our trust in what He says.
神真的是很欢喜，我们把我们的信心放在他的话语之上。
And God answered the prayer and the faith of Hezekiah.
神就答应了西西家的祷告。
We'll look at that a little bit later.
我们待会再来看一看。
But miraculously, he saved that whole city.
很奇妙的，这个城就被拯救了。
And at that time, this psalm was written. So let's read it together.
所以这个时候，这就是这个诗篇的背景。那我们一起来读。
Psalm 46.
诗篇四十六篇。神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。所以地虽改变，山虽摇动到海心，其中的水虽澎湃翻腾，山虽因海涨而颤抖，我们也不害怕。有一道河，这河的分岔使神的城欢喜，这城就是至高者居住的圣所，神在其中，城必不动摇。到天一亮，神必帮助这城。外邦喧嚷，列国动摇，神发声，地变融化。万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。你们来看耶和华的作为，看他使地怎样荒凉，他止息刀兵直到地极，折弓断枪，把战车焚烧在火中。你们要休息，要知道我是神，必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地里被尊崇。万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
This psalm teaches us that God is adequate for any kind of situation we find ourselves in.
这个诗篇告诉我们，无论在怎么样的状况之下，神都有供应。
And there is a note of confidence, of trust, and gratitude to God.
我们需要对神有信心。
You know, the prophet Isaiah had said this.
以赛亚曾经这样子说过。
In Isaiah 33:6, it says, "The Lord will be the sure foundation or stability for your time."
在以赛亚书三十三篇第四节、第六节说到，你一生一世必得安稳，有丰盛的救恩，并智慧和知识。你以敬畏耶和华为至宝。
If we ever needed stability, it is right now, isn't it?
如果我们需要安稳的话，不是正是现在吗？
And where can the stability be found?
我们在哪里可以找到安稳呢？
It can be found only in the Lord.
我们只有在耶和华里面能找到这样子的安稳。
And that is basically the meaning of this whole psalm.
这就是这个诗篇四十六篇的重要的信息。
Judah was on the verge of being wiped out as a nation.
犹大国正面临着要灭国的危机。
But they knew where to turn in this time of danger.
但是他们知道他们应该转向谁。
And so they start out with saying, God is our refuge.
所以这里说，神是我们的避难所。
This was a psalm that was the basis of that first hymn we sang this morning.
这个诗篇的背景，正是我们刚刚唱的第一首诗歌的背景。
Martin Luther, the great reformer, wrote this song.
伟大的改革家马丁路德写了这么一首的诗歌。
And Martin Luther went through very horrendous days himself.
马丁路德他也经历了各式各样的试炼。
And whenever he was discouraged,
他每一次当他很沮丧的时候，
he would turn to his friend,
他跟他的朋友说，
and he said, let's sing Psalm 46.
他会说，让我们一起来唱诗篇四十六篇。
And they sang the song, A Mighty Fortress is Our God.
他们就唱坚固的宝藏。
So this really became the hymn of the Reformation several hundred years ago.
这个诗篇也帮助了马丁路德的改教。
And it has been translated in all the different languages.
这个诗篇 被翻译成各式各样的语言。
Because it is such an important message that the psalm contains that we even sing about it.
因为这边有一个这么样的重要的信息，所以这个诗歌被这样子翻译成各种语言。
Now there's a threefold theme that runs through the psalm.
在这个诗篇里面，我们看见有三个重要的线路。
And I want to mention those to you so that you can remember my message.
我先跟你们讲一讲，让你们可以记得我的信息。
Because so many times we forget what we hear, don't we?
很多时候我们都忘了我们听到了些什么。
In fact, people say that we forget 95% of everything that we hear.
有人说我们今天会忘记 95% 我们所听到的。
And I think when it comes to sermons, it's probably 99%.
如果你听讲道的话，大概你都忘了99%。
But I'll make it easy for you.
让我让你容易记得。
Now I'll give it to you in English, and the translator will try to make it easy for you in Chinese.
文牧师会讲英文，然后我用中文翻译。
The first note is there is a refuge.
第一个主题是这里有一个避难所。
The second one is there is a river.
第二个信息是这里有一道河。
And the third thing, there is a rest.
第三个信息是你们要休息。
Three words starting with the letter R in English. I make it easy for you.
这三个字呢都是用 R 开头的英文字。
Refuge, river, rest.
避难所和安息。
See, that's more difficult to remember.
中文比较难记得。
But let's go through this.
让我们来看一看。
The first thing is, there is a refuge.
第一个是这里有一个避难所。
And it starts out in verse 1, God is our refuge and strength.
从第一节我们就看见他说神是我们的避难所。
An ever-present help in trouble, therefore we will not fear.
是我们患难中随时的帮助。
This is the foundation of our faith.
这就是我们信仰的基础。
If we do not have God, we do not have a refuge.
如果我们没有神的话，我们就失去了避难所。
If we have God, then we have a refuge.
如果我们有我们的神，我们就有我们的避难所。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It means we have a shelter.
意思是说我们有一个可以逃避的地方。
And that is also described in the psalm. We also have a fortress.
在诗篇46篇又给我们形容好像是个城堡。
We can run into that fortress. We can run into the shelter and be safe.
我们可以就躲藏在那个城堡里面，然后我们就很安全。
And therefore he says, we don't have to fear.
所以说我们不需要害怕。
And that's why Scripture again and again tells us we must not fear.
圣经不断地在提醒我们，我们不要害怕。
Jesus again and again told his disciples, fear not.
耶稣基督不断地跟门徒说，不要害怕。
Because that so many times is our first response when calamity strikes.
这是我们的第一个反应，就是当患难来临的时候，我们就害怕。
And we need to remind ourselves constantly.
我们需要常常提醒我们自己不要害怕。
That if God is our refuge, we don't have to fear.
如果神是我们的避难所，我们就不需要害怕。
Now human nature always wants to solve all of our problems.
我们人的本性是要解决所有的问题。
And we self-remedy ourselves.
我们自救。
Now it's so many times I've noticed that when people are sick, they'd figure out how they should treat themselves.
所以当我们病的时候，我们很喜欢自救自助。
And I live in a home where there are many old people in Turlock.
我住的那个地方是个老人公寓。
I'm not sure why I live there.
文牧师住在那个地方。
And I don't know why I'm there.
不知道为什么我在那个地方。
Because they're just old people.
就是一群老年人。
But I hear them talking to each other.
我常常听他们在讲。
And if something is wrong, they say, what pill do you take for that?
他们会说，哎，你吃什么药啊？
And it becomes a disease to talk about the pills people have to take.
这个天天讲吃什么药，好像变成是个本身就是个疾病了。
But if you're sick, go to the doctor. He knows what to do.
如果你病的话，就去看医生，因为医生知道要做什么。
We don't know how to solve our own problems.
我们不知道要怎么解决我们的问题。
And yet, when we run into problems, we always try to solve it first ourselves.
所以每一次我们面对问题的时候，我们第一个想到的就是自力救助。
Or we look at others.
或者我们看看别人怎么做的。
Or we look to the government.
或我们看看政府怎么做的。
Or we look to whoever we can find.
我们就看谁知道怎么做，我们就信他。
And if nobody has any answers, then we turn to God.
当我们什么解决方法都没有的时候，我们才来到神的面前。
Isn't that true?
是不是这样子呢？
Many, many times we do that.
很多时候我们都是这个样子。
And yet that should be totally reversed.God should be our first source of refuge.
所以我们应该把它反过来，神是我们的避难所，他应该是我们的第一个反应。
And certainly we as a nation have turned away from looking to God as our refuge.
实在是这样子的，我们这个国家已经远离了神。
And then when we have problems, we try to blame whoever we want for our problems.
所以当我们有困难的时候，我们就责备其他的人。
But the scripture says no. God is our refuge.
但是诗篇在这里说，神是我们的避难所。
And then we look at verses 2 and 3, and they tell us about disasters that are surrounding us.
这诗篇第二节跟第三节讲到有地震，有海啸之类的。
It talks about when the mountains fall and in the heart of the sea.Waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging.
这边说到地改变了，山动摇了，然后水砰砰翻腾，山因为海涨而颤抖。
All sorts of natural disasters that are taking place.
各式各样的自然灾害正在发生当中。
And haven't we heard these kinds of news nearly every time we turn on the television.
是不是我们现在好像每天都听到这样子的灾难消息？
And all of these things are beyond our control. We cannot do anything ourselves.
这些灾难我们都丝毫没有办法控制。
And what do we do when those kind of disasters hit us?
当这些灾难来到我们头上的时候，我们怎么办呢？
You know what the psalm writer says?
这个诗人怎么说的呢？
We will not fear.
我们不害怕。
That's the first thing he says.
这是第一件事情他说的。
We will not fear because God is our refuge.
我们不害怕，因为神是我们的避难所。
And then verses 6 and 7, he tells us about the history of that time.
第六节、第七节告诉我们当时的时代背景。
When the Jews were threatened by a foreign army that had invaded them.
当犹大国面临外国的侵略的时候
，They had come to the end of their own resources.
他们已经来到了他们最后的一线希望。
It says, "Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress."
第六节说，外邦喧嚷，列国动摇，神发生地变，融化。万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
What we are experiencing today already happened there 2,000 years ago also.
我们所经历的在2700年前已经他们经历过了。
But he says we will not fear because God is our refuge, he's our fortress.
但是诗人告诉我们，我们不害怕，因为神是我们的避难所。
There's a verse in the book of Proverbs that says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower; the righteous run into it and are safe."
在圣经里面讲到，神的名好像是一个坚固的堡垒，公义的人就涌进这个城里。
I want to ask you a question this morning.
我问一下你们一个问题。
Where is your refuge?
你的避难所在什么地方？
Is it your bank account?
是你的银行账户吗？
Is it your investments?
还是你的投资？
No, really think about it.
想一想。
If you lose all of the bank account, would you think any differently?
如果你的银行账户都没了，你会有不同的反应吗？
Would you say, yeah, maybe then I'll trust the Lord.
也许因为说, 啊, 那这时候我该来信靠我的神了。
But as long as I've got some good reserves, they will carry me through.
啊, 只要我有一些的存款, 啊, 我一定没有问题了。
Or is it your physical health and strength that says, I can trust to do everything myself?
还是你依靠你自身体的力量?
Or is it your friends, your connections that 还, you have?
还是你依靠你的朋友,你所结交的人?
Thank God for all of these things.
感谢神为了这些的事情。
But you know, all these things can crumble and fall.
这些所有的资源在困难来的时候可能都会倒台。
There's only one refuge that remains solid and firm and strong.
只有一个避难所是很坚固的。
Only one thing that can be trusted forever.
只有一个避难所是可以永远信靠的。
God is our refuge.
神是我们的避难所。
And if we put our trust and our confidence in anything else, it will fail.
如果我们把我们的信心放在其他的东西上面，我们一定会失败的。
Make a new commitment to God to say, God, you are my only refuge.
今天都叫我们委身。 知道我们的神是我们的避难所。
I can thank God for all the blessings He has brought into our lives.
我们可以感谢神，神给我们所有的祝福。
But they are not our refuge.
但是他们都不是我们的避难所。
Our refuge must only be in God.
我们的避难所只有在神身上。
Trust in Him and He'll honor you.
你如果信靠他的话，他一定会遵从你。
There is a refuge.
这就是避难所。
The second thing is, there is a river.
第三件事情说,
Verse 4.
第四节,
there is a river whose streams may glad the city of God.
有一道河,
now, rivers are mentioned all through the scriptures.
在圣经里面, 河,
and they all have a very common theme.
所有的河都有一个共同的,
Wherever there is a river, there is fruitfulness.
在有河经过的地方,
God has given to us not just to survive the storms in life, but to be fruitful and bless others in the process.
神给我们的不只是叫我们存活而已, 祂给我们很多的祝福。
And He wants not only to bless us, He wants us to become a blessing to others. Have you ever wondered why you're going through some difficult circumstances? You say, it hurts too much.
你说,
but God still allows those things to afflict your life. And why is that?
为什么呢?
You know, one of the big things that God wants to do, He wants to teach us through what we are going through.
有一件很重要的事情就是神要教导我们我们所经历过的事情里。
And then as He supplies our need through His grace, He wants us to become a blessing to others.
在这个经历里面, 神祝福我们, 叫我们也成为别人的祝福。
I remember a number of years ago, we were going through a very difficult time with our teenagers.
我记得多年前, 我们的孩子经历过一些困难的时候,
it was very difficult.
很困难。
And I was wondering, what is God trying to do to us?
我在想说, 神啊, 你要把我怎么样?
Here I'm preaching to other people.
我在这里跟别人传讲信息,
and they see that I'm struggling with something just like they are.
他们看得出来我跟他们一样在挣扎里面。
Maybe I should quit the ministry.
也许我应该辞职了。
But you know, that was not what God wanted to allow in my life.
但是这不是神要在我生命里面。
God wanted me to experience suffering in order to teach me how to rely on Him.
神要叫我在我自己的困难中经历这样子的, 苦难, 让我可以来教导别人怎么去经历。
And then how I could then tell others what God has done to help me.
我可以告诉人家在这苦难里面, 神是怎么样帮助我的。
And God was able to use some of these difficult moments in my life to become a blessing to others.
神就用这样子的苦难在我身上所遭遇的成为别人的祝福。
So he talks here about a river.
这里说到有一道河。
Remember Jesus talked about a river too?
你记不记得耶稣也说过有一道河？
He was standing in Jerusalem at one of the big festivals.
在耶路撒冷节期的时候，
Jesus called with a loud voice.
耶稣基督站着高声说，
If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
若人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
He says, I will give you that which satisfies the deepest need in your life.
信我的，就如经上说的，从腹中流出活水，江河来。
No, I didn't get to this part yet.
他说，信我，喝这水的就不渴。
Because I have a thirst in my heart.
因为我的里面有一个饥渴。
A thirst for the living God.
对神有一个饥渴。
And so God says, you come to me and I'll satisfy that thirst.
你如果来我这里，我就让你不渴。
And once your thirst has been satisfied,
当你不渴了之后，
God desires that you share that with others.
神要你和别人来分享。
And so that's why he says, then out of your own life will flow rivers of living water.
说你从你的腹中要流出活水的江河。
And the scripture tells us that's what the Holy Spirit does.
这就是说这是圣灵所做的。
When the Holy Spirit begins to fill our hearts and lives,
圣灵充满我们心的时候，
when we give him room in every area of our life,
当我们让他在我们心中做主的时候，
then he will turn us to become fruitful rivers to bless others.
他就让我们结出果子来，可以来祝福别人。
You know, in the book of Revelation, the last chapter,
在启示录最后的一章，
it talks about a river too.
也讲到有一道河。
It flows from the very throne of God right through the middle of the New Jerusalem.
从神的宝座流到耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷。
And it is a fruitful river.
那是一个结果子的河。
Because on the sides there are wonderful trees.
在河的两旁有很多的树。
That's a sign of fruitfulness.
树都结果子。
So if we live in troubled days,
如果我们在一个困难里面，
God wants to teach us something.
神要教导我们些什么。
And then he wants us to share what we have learned with other people.
然后我们就可以和别人来分享说我们所学到的。
And he wants to turn the problems into fruitfulness.
神要使我们的困难变成是结出的果子。
So there is a refuge.
所以它是我们的避难所。
There is a river.
这里有一道河。
The blessings of going through adversity is something that only God can change.
当这个河流出来，是流出的祝福，是唯有神才能够改变的。
We never can think of those things.
我们没有办法。
But God can take that which Satan wants to distort and destroy and turn it into a blessing.
神使得撒旦想要摧毁的变成是一个成为别人的祝福。
The third thing is, it says there is a rest.
第三件事情是讲到要安息。
Look at verse 10.
在第十节。
He says, be still and know that I am God.
你们要休息，要知道我是神。
Here into all of the conflicts of life.
在这个生命中所有的冲突。
In all of the dangers and the disasters that might come to us.
在各式样各样的天灾人祸临到我们的时候，
God says there is also a rest.
神说这里有一个安息。
And all the stresses of life,
在我们生命中所有的这些困难，
all the worries and all the sorrows of life,
所有的忧虑愁烦，
into all of these God is calling and he says be still.
但是神这里呼召我们说你们要安息。
Now, this word, be still, is a very interesting word.
这里说安息是一个很有趣的字。
It literally means, take your hand off.
它是，安息的意思就是说把你的手给放下。
Get out of the traffic.
离开这个交通阻塞的地方。
Relax.
放轻松一点。
And you might say, are you serious?
你说神啊，真的吗？
I'm in the middle of a terrible situation.
神啊，你看见我在一个很困难的环境里。
And you say, relax.
你说轻松一点。
Don't do anything.
不要做任何事。
Take your hands off the wheel.
把你的手给放下。
Quit driving.
不要开了。
Are you kidding?
你开玩笑吗？
But that's exactly what this passage says.
但是就是这一节所要传达的信息。
He says, whatever trouble you're facing,
当你面临各式各样的困难的时候，
whatever the situation might be,
不管这个情况是怎么样的糟，
be still.
安息。
Trust in God.
信靠神。
King Hezekiah,
西西家，
he was facing a situation that's way beyond anything you and I have ever faced.
他面临了一个很大的危机，是你我没有办法想象的。
This enemy king from Iraq.
这里有一个仇敌从伊拉克这个地方来。
He had come to annihilate the whole city and kill every single person.
他要来把耶路撒冷城给灭了，要把里面所有的人都杀尽。
He had sent a final ultimatum to King Hezekiah.
他送了最后通牒给西西家王。
He had sent a letter to him.
他送了一封信。
And he demanded his total surrender.
他要西西家王出城投降。
And this basically meant the destruction of the whole city.
这个意思就是整个城要陷落了。
Here was the king.
他是个国王。
Here were all of his people.
还有这些的百姓。
What should he do?
他该怎么做呢？
What would you have done?
那你如果是你，你会怎么做？
We have that wonderful story in 2 Kings chapter 19.
我们在王下第二十九章里面有一个美妙的故事。
After the king had received this letter,
当王接到了这一封最后通牒，
he read it.
他读了。
And he took it, and then he took that letter to the temple.
他把这封信带到了圣殿。
And he spread it out before the Lord.
他在耶和华的宝座前展开了。
And then he prayed.
然后他祷告。
And what did he pray?
他怎么祷告的呢？
He says, O Lord, you alone are God over all the kingdoms of the earth.
耶和华，你是所有的王里面的王。
You know what Hezekiah did?He acknowledged God's sovereignty over all the kingdoms.
他向神来承认耶和华是万王之王。
Everything in this world was under God's rule.
所有的这个世界都在神的治理之下。
And he said, Lord, this is not my problem anymore. It's your problem.
他说神啊，这个不是我的问题，这是你的问题。
And he says, I will take my hands off handling this situation.
他说我把手给放下不做事了。
I will turn this whole situation about the destruction of my people over into your hands because I can't solve it.
我把这个国家要被摧毁的事情我摊在你的面前，这是你的问题了。
He did exactly what verse 10 says.
他做了第十节所告诉我们的。
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
你们要安息，要知道我是神，我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。
You see, he acknowledged by this statement that my refuge is God.
所以他这里说我的神耶和华是我的避难所。
And therefore I will not fear.
所以我就不害怕。
I don't have to worry what that king says.
我可以不管这个敌人的王怎么说的。
I am just trusting God.
我只要信靠我的神。
And God made promises to me, and I trust him for that.
而神就应允他。
And God in his omnipotent power, he can deal with that enemy.
神有无限大的能力，他可以来处理这个敌人的王。
And how did God respond to that kind of prayer?
结果神是怎么样答应他的祷告呢？
This is what the scripture says.
这是圣经上面说的。
It says, that night the angel of the Lord went out and put to death 185,000 of the Assyrian soldiers.
圣经上说,就在那一夜,灭命的天使杀灭了十九万五千人。
And the king of Iraq broke camp and returned to Nineveh.
圣经上说,这个伊拉克的王,他就逃回了他的国家。
An amazing thing that happened.
这奇妙的事情就是这样子发生的。
What did Hezekiah have to do with it?
那西西家做了什么呢?
Nothing.
没有,什么都没做。
He trusted God.
他就是信靠神。
Because God was his refuge.
因为神是他的避难所。
And he took an impossible situation and God turned it out for his own, according to his own purpose.
他把这么一个不可能的状况交给神，结果神就把它翻转过来了。
When Moses led the people of Israel out of Egypt, he had a similar experience.
当摩西带领以色列百姓出埃及的时候，有同样的经历。
They found themselves in a very, very difficult situation.
他们也是在一个急迫的困难里面。
In front of them was the Red Sea.
在他们前面是红海。
Behind them, the Egyptian army was chasing them.
在后面有埃及的追兵。
The king of Egypt and his whole army.
埃及的王和他的军队。
How did Moses respond to that?
结果摩西是怎么样反应的呢?
This is the message that Moses gave to the people of Israel.
这就是摩西给以色列百姓的信息。
He said, you, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still.
耶和华会为你征战，你只要安息。
Same word.
一样的字在这里。
Be still.
安息。
How did God answer that?
那神怎么回答他的呢?
I think we all know what happened at the end of that story.
我想我们都知道出埃及记里的故事了。
How Israel walked through that Red Sea on dry land.
他们从干地里面经过了红海。
And how the whole Egyptian army drowned in that sea.
埃及的追兵却淹没在红海里。
No survivors.
没有一个存活的。
Did Moses do anything?
摩西做了什么呢?
No.
什么都没做。
He trusted God.
他信靠神。
He took his hands off the wheel.
他把手给放下了。
See, resting means relying on him who is our refuge.
安息就是承认神是我们的避难所。
This is not passive.
这不是一个被动的事情。
It is faith in action.
这是我们的信心在行动中。
I'm putting my trust in the God who is my refuge.
我把我的信心放在神的那里，他是我的避难所。
And then I'm resting in him.
然后我就在他里面安息。
Perhaps you have come this morning.
也许今天早晨你来到这里。
And you're wrestling with some things.
你正在挣扎里面。
You have no answers for them.
你不知道要怎么解决。
You're afraid.
你很害怕,
you wonder how is this going to end?
你会担心要怎么结局?
And God speaks to you this morning.
神今天早上与你的心说话。
He says, I am your refuge.
他说,我是你的避难所。
Don't fear.
不要害怕。
We as believers do not need to fear because God is our refuge.
我们信徒不需要害怕。 因为耶和华是我们的避难所。
And then you say, well, but why has this to happen? Have to happen to me.
那为什么还有这么多困难临到我呢?
God says, do you want to become a blessing to others?
神问你说, 你要成为别人的祝福吗?
I'll make you a river of blessing.
我要让你成为一个祝福的河。
If you're willing to learn what I'm going to teach you through all of this,
你如果来听从, 学习我所要教导你的。
And then the third thing, he says, you say, what do I do?
那第三件事情就是说，那我该怎么做呢?
How do I cope with this right now?
那我怎么面对这样子的困难呢?
God says, be still.
神说，安息。
But that's no answer.
但是那不是我要的答案。
God says, be still.
神说，安息。
Trust in me.
信靠我。
Let your faith become actively involved in your life.
让你的信心成为你的主宰。
Are you struggling with your own battles?
你是不是现在, 在你自己的挣扎里面在征战呢?
Or are you resting and trusting in him?
还是你信靠他, 在他里面安息呢?
If you have been trying to find your own solutions, then you need to confess that to God.
你如果还在自己想要自力救助, 你应该来到神的面前来忏悔,
and say, Lord, I want to trust you.
你说神啊, 我想要来信靠你,
help my unbelief.
你帮助我, 我不信,
and God will do marvelous things in your life.
神会在你的生命里做奇妙的事情,
there is a refuge.
这里有一个避难所,
there is a river.
那里有一道河,
there is a rest.
那里有一个安息。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you that you are involved in teaching us new lessons every day.
天父，我们感谢你, 你每一天都教导我们新的功课。
Forgive us where we have failed to trust in you.
你原谅我们常常不信你。
Where we have tried to solve our own problems.
我们不信靠你, 因为我们想要自己来解决我们的问题。
And yet where we have so terribly failed.
但是我们常常失败。
But Lord, this morning we want to commit ourselves to you.
今天早晨我们愿意来到你的面前。
We want to learn from Hezekiah.
我们愿意向西西家来学习。
We want to learn from Moses.
我们愿意来向摩西来学习。
How to trust you and be still.
怎么样来信靠你在你里面安息?
You know our hearts, you know our needs.
你知道我们的心, 你也知道我们的困难。
Grant, Lord, that we will respond to you.
主啊, 我们愿意回应你。
In Jesus' name.
奉靠耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen. Amen.